Welcome to Health Center in the Catskills on WIOX Radio. I'm Diana Mason, the host of this program, where we focus on the impact of local, state, national, and global issues on the health of the individuals, families, and communities in the Central Catskill region. Healthy communities embrace the needs and wants of youth for learning, playing, and thriving. If you talk with the young people in our region, they'll tell you there are simply not enough places for them to be together in person for fun. And yes, we have the outside. We have a beautiful environment to be in, but they want to meet up with their like-minded friends and make new friends and have fun in other ways. Well, one teenager in our region is doing something about this. Here to talk with us about a project called the Shandaken Skate Park Project is Edric Henderson, a rising junior who's homeschooled and lives in Phoenicia. So, Edric, thank you so much for coming on today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It means a lot.
Good. I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad I could meet you in the studio. Often I do these by phone, so it's nice for you to be here in person. And with him, besides a cheering squad in the background that doesn't want to go on radio, his, some of his friends, is his father, Kerry Henderson. And my thanks to you, Kerry, for coming in and being the chauffeur today.
You're so welcome.
So, Edric, let's start with what is this project? What is the Shandaken Skate Park Project?
Okay, the Shandaken Skate Park Project, it's my effort to get all of my youth together, get all of my friends, my peers, everybody in a safe environment, right, to express themselves creatively and have fun while skating, something that I've been doing for a long time that I love.
And you've been doing it for a long time where?
Well, I originally started, I learned how to skate at the Woodstock Youth Center. It was a great place, and a lot of the people who actually helped build that skate park are helping me today.
Yes, and two of your friends in the studio today are from Woodstock. And so tell us about what made that place so special.
What made that place so special to me is probably the community that surrounds it. Woodstock is a very beautiful place, and so is the community inside of it. Patrick is somebody who works at the youth center. He created it. He's the vision behind it, and he helps all these kids thrive and helped me through the journey of my skate park, too, and is helping me with everything.
So tell us about where this will be and where you're at with progress on this project.
Okay, so where it will be is something we haven't fully figured out yet, but what we want is hopefully a spot in Glenbrook Park to be tied together with the creation of their new parks for kids to play in, something that can tie together with that.
Oh, I don't know about that. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so there's an effort going on right now in Phoenicia, New York, for parks and rec, and they want to redesign the parks for kids to have safer parks, nice. More fun parks, and like stuff that ties into nature.
That's nice. That's nice.
They just received a. This is Dad here. They just received a grant, the town of Shandaken, I think for $150,000, which will start the effort to create a brand new playground in Glenbrook Park, which is just off Route 28 and Shandaken.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
That's fabulous. So this is not something that's going to happen overnight.
No, this isn't something that's going to happen overnight. This is a multiple-year project, something that we have to put a lot of time and effort into with a lot of community support. And without community support, it's something we just can't achieve. And that's why it's so great that I'm here today talking about it. And I'm thankful for this opportunity to share it with all the surrounding communities so they can offer help and support.
So if it's not going to happen for several years, why are you doing this?
Why am I doing this? My vision was one day I was skating around the streets of Phoenicia, and I was skating on these roads that had cracks on them, these sidewalks that weren't amazing to skate on, they weren't fully safe, and I looked around as I was skating down, I saw barely any youth, like, walking around the town, and no kids out playing, being creative, having fun. And I really wanted to bring that to my community, have a sense of togetherness with my community. So I went back inside and I talked to my dad. I was like, how can we make this happen? Right. And he was right there behind me. And we started a Facebook page. Instantly, we got a bunch of community support. And it was just, it's been going, it's been thriving, it's been rising since then.
So tell me about the community support.
Well, the community support has been really great. Ever since we posted our first Facebook post, it was, I believe, at the Phoenicia Elementary School. It was me skateboarding, and we were talking about how we really want to bring this vision to our town and community, and it wasn't something we could do alone. And instantly, we got an abundance of followers, an abundance of people who really wanted to see this. And the community support, it's been great. We have people from Fleischmann's, Pine Hill, surrounding communities, even people coming up from Kingston, people from New York City even coming out to my events. And it's just been really great so far. Everybody feels like they're right behind me. They're wanting this to happen, and it's really great. They're all showing up and helping me out with this.
So you say my events. What are you talking about?
When I say my events, I mean we host skating events every Friday at Glenbrook Park, and it's under the pavilion. It's from 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock every Friday. And we actually got a donation for around, I think, $4,000 to get portable skate park equipment to bring it out to Glenbrook Park, set it up under the pavilion. The town helped us get a permit for that, and a lot of the people in Parks and Recs were really helpful with that. Hot Water Solutions actually donated that money, so big shout out to Hot Water Solutions. They're out of Kingston. Also, I want to give a shout out to Mario Madera.
Yeah.
He's been helping us a lot with this project. His brother runs Hot Water Solutions, and that's how we got that connection. And
those guys were big skaters when they were kids.
They were big skaters when they were
kids. They were brought up in Phoenicia, right over from the Phoenicia Elementary School, and when they saw that Edric was doing this, they were over the moon. And Miguel, one of the brothers who works for Hot Water Solutions, reached out immediately. It was almost the next day, and said, "We want to help."
So they've been
extremely helpful in donating the portable ramps, which, as Edric said, are not cheap. But the kids are skating now.
Yeah.
So yes, it's a multi-year project. But the idea was to get the kids skating now, get the excitement going.
Correct.
And create a buzz. And then the next step will hit the foundations. Now we have such a huge grassroots support.
So before we go on, I went on the air, I was talking to Edric about, why would he go all the way to Woodstock for a skate park? And you informed me that people travel around the world to go to skateboard parks. This is so for some of us older folks who didn't, skateboarding was not our thing. I had no idea. Yes, we see it in the Olympics now, but tell people about that.
Okay, so skateboarding for me, what skateboarding means to me, why I love it so much, it's basically a meditation for me. It's something that really calms my brain. It's something that helps me with stress, anxiety. When I'm feeling down, I can just get on my skateboard. Everything will go out of my head, and I'll just be focusing on my tricks, what I'm trying to do, landing a new trick and learning a bunch of new stuff, and it's really helpful for me. I started skateboarding probably around 4 or 5 years ago, and I used to scooter before that, so I've been in the skate park almost my entire life. And it's a place that it's the community in the skate park is great. They want to help you learn. Nobody is rude. There can be a few people, but everybody that I've met has been amazing. They've been trying to help me learn new tricks, and you get a lot of new friends really fast, a lot of really nice new friends that are there for you and want to help you, you know, thrive and get progress.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, we have to acknowledge that you walked in here today with your 1 foot strapped up.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Okay, so I can't tell you the exact condition other than it's in a boot because I got my foot scanned the other day. I had a CAT scan, but what happened was for the first time ever, I was really excited about this. I was going to one of the biggest skate camp in the world in Pennsylvania. Oh. It's called Woodward. A lot of pros have gone there. I've seen a lot of really amazing people. There was a TV show that came out of there that ran, I think, for around like 11 years. And I actually grew up watching that show. So it was kind of like a dream come true when I got there. But then I think I went a little hard. A lot of adrenaline was rushing through my brain, and I fell on my foot. And now my ankle hurts a little bit, but it comes with it. Everybody gets hurt doing any type of action sports, whether it be soccer, football, anything like
That's
that.
Right.
You're going to get an injury. It comes with it. But it doesn't deter me from wanting to skateboard more at all.
And do you skate with a helmet?
Yeah, I do skate with a helmet. Yeah. I always have to skate with a helmet because my dad will never not let me skate with a helmet.
Good dad. Good on you, because one of my pet peeves is that with soccer, the head injuries among kids, if you have more than one head injury, the potential for brain damage goes up.
Yeah, and particularly with youth.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah. So let's talk about liability and your concern about your son fracturing things.
Oh, I'm not concerned. I think it goes with the territory, and just about every sports person I've ever met have had injuries. I think Edric just went over on his ankle. It was an old
sprain.
Injury that came up.
From soccer.
Actually,
I used to play soccer a couple of years ago for my boarding school.
But you know, it is very important, safety, and we live and learn, hopefully, and there are things one can do before, say, going to a skate camp. We realize that can strengthen and prepare more than perhaps we did. So we learned something there.
Yes.
As far as liability is concerned. Many people, their first question is, well, you know, this is great, but what about the liability? There's significant liability with any sport. In fact, with any playground. I mean, a kid can fall off a swing, and they do, and injure their head. As far as technically, if we are able to do this within a town property, it's not really a big deal because it's not considered that much different having a skate park than the having a playground. So it just gets tagged on, and of course there's proper signage and stuff like that. You see that everywhere. On private land, if somebody donated it, there are avenues. You know, the Tony Hawk, the famous skater, has this incredible foundation called the Skate Park Foundation, who donate millions and millions of dollars to create skate parks all over America. This year, in fact, is going to be the biggest year for skate park construction in history.
Wow.
Apparently, much of that steered by the Tony Hawk Foundation. These foundations have significant guidelines as far as how to navigate insurance.
Yeah.
There's a lot of and technical questions like that. There's and safety and recommendations and you know what we should recommend that the kids wear as far as helmets and knee pads and elbow pads and stuff like that, which we do even at our small level.
Good, and we should acknowledge that you're the founder of The Voice, and so in the regional Festival up here.
Many years ago, I actually there's a big correlation with this because many years ago, a local mother basically was looking to put some new playground equipment in the parish field in Phoenicia behind our house. And my wife immediately said to me, "Kerry, you should do an opera and raise some money for the playground." And so that's exactly what I did.
Really?
I asked a couple of my opera buddies to join me.
Awesome.
And we put on an opera in the park, and we raised several thousand dollars for some play structures that Edric played on when he was a little kid. And are there to this day.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fabulous. Fabulous. Yeah. So any other concerns that you have as a parent and as the parent of this young man who's leading this?
I would be concerned if this didn't happen. That's my major concern for this whole area, too.
Yes.
We're extremely in Shandaken and further. What are we? We're west. We're incredibly underserved as far as, and you alluded to this earlier on, as far as great places for kids to get together and participate in healthy activities, make friendships. You know, I see a lot of the kids at public school, they live so far apart that they're bused home immediately. There's no place for them to come together, and I think that, you know, that was Edric's vision to create this awesome space for young people to get together. And we're not just talking about skateboarding, we're talking about all wheels here. We're talking about BMX bikes, longboards, roller skates. Skate parks can be designed for all sorts of activities.
Interesting. And Edric, you were telling me that your connection to your friends here from Woodstock was through the Woodstock Youth Center. And because we need a youth center up here, in this region. So what was so good about that youth center?
What was so good about that youth center? I mean, as I said earlier, it was the community, but a lot of people from the surrounding area, it's the only place they can all really get together. Most of the UCAT bus, actually, where you can actually go on it for free now, a lot of the kids can take that straight to the youth center. So it's a place where they can hang out. Their parents don't have to drive them, which is also something I would love for my skate park, having it on the UCAT line, if possible. But it was really a place for me from a young age to go and meet a lot of new people that can help me with the stuff that I want to do. And nobody really turns down your visions there. They just want to help you, and they want to incorporate you into everything they're doing. I learned how to play basketball there. I learned how to play video games there on the Xbox there in the youth center. I would sit there for a couple of hours and play video games with my friends, and we would do a lot. They have pizza parties. They have movie nights. It's a great place to come together. It's just a lot of fun.
And, you know, there is a survey going around in Delaware County to see about bringing the UCAT up here, because it stops at Pine Hill, of course. It doesn't come into Delaware County.
Yeah, that would be an amazing idea.
That would.
That's really good to know about, because... It would be actually a dream to have a skate park on the UCAT line.
I mean, these kids are using the UCAT all the time, particularly now it's free. You don't have to fumble for change or try and find that money. It's an incredible service.
Wow, that's fabulous. And it gives us all the more reason to try to bring that along into Delaware County.
Yeah.
Well, so why should people support this?
Well, I think people should support it because they see it's a good idea, but also because it's an amazing thing for our community. It's an amazing thing for our youth, for everyone around here, for people to relax, for people to have fun, for people to get their energy out, for people to work out, you know what I mean? They're getting everything they need in one place, I feel like. Especially, like, a skate park is just an amazing place to come together.
And then how can they support this?
Well, these a great concrete skate park comes at quite a cost. The smallest one, with all of New York State's regulations thrown in, is something in the vicinity of $400,000 for a concrete skate park. But that'll last forever. Mm-hmm. There are other options. We can do more of permanent ramps on an old tennis court. Maybe that's $75,000-$100,000. But the ultimate goal is a concrete skate park, a skate park that people would travel for hundreds of miles to come and skate and meet amazing new people. And how to support it? We don't have a website up yet, but we're very, very active on social media, Instagram, look up Shandaken Skate Park, Facebook. We have a very active page, Shandaken Skate Park. As far as donations, you can drop off a check right at Ulster Savings Bank on Main Street, Phoenicia. Check written out to Shandaken Skate Park Project. Venmo at Shandaken Skate Park. You can find us there. Mail a check to PO Box 421, Phoenicia, New York.
Repeat that address and give the zip code.
Yeah. So to mail a check, it would be to Shandaken Skate Park Project, PO Box 421, Phoenicia, New York, 12464. We also have a number of sponsorship levels as well, which the details are on our Facebook and Instagram for individuals and businesses wanting to donate anywhere. If you donate $200, you become a homie, and there's all sorts of incentives. We have $500 plus Ollies, $1,000 plus shredders and super shredders, over $2,000, and each comes with some great benefits. But more than anything, you would be tremendously helping the youth of our area.
Well, I'm going to be a homie. I'm going to make a donation and become a homie, and I challenge
awesome, Diana.
The listeners here to make some donation, join me as a homie, or give whatever you can. And that's, again, to the Shandaken Skate Park Project, P.O. Box 421, Phoenicia, 12464. Well, I have to say, Edric Henderson, I am so impressed, first of all,
that
you just came on and you nailed this. and your commitment to it and your understanding about it serving, even if it doesn't happen while you're here, that you're getting something going that's going to have a lasting impact on the community and for youth in this community. So kudos to you. Good job, Dad and Mom, if you're listening, on the homeschooling and raising this young man to be such a fine champion. It's really of community health. And to you, Carrie Hendricks, thank you so much for coming on today and for your support of him. That's great.
Oh, you're so welcome, and thank you so much for having us, Diana.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was great.
It's been a blast.
You're listening to Health Center in the Catskills. I'm Diana Mason. The time is 2:27.
Shake your pants, take a chance. Come on and dance, guys. Grab a girl, don't wait, make a twirl. It's your world and I'm just a squirrel. Trying to get a nut to move your butt to the dance floor. So yo, what's up? Hands in the air. Come on, say yeah. Everybody over here, everybody over there. The crowd is live and I will do this groove. Party people in the house, move.
You're listening to Health Center in the Catskills on WIOX radio station, live and local in the Catskill Mountains at 91.3 FM and MTC cable channel 20. At Delhi, SUNY Delhi, it's at 107.5 FM on that campus. And everywhere at WIOXradio.org.